Now, we've been talking about the census a little bit. I don't know if you've completed yours, Michael?
I did yesterday.
Wow. Why so late?
Well, there's been obviously a whole bunch of stuff that's been going on and, you know, I was a bit delayed with it. But then when I finally got on to doing it, I struggled actually to do it on my iPad and on my iPhone, but I was able to do it on a work computer.
There you go.
Believe it or not.
So technical difficulties you're claiming there.
Technical difficulties, yes.
Well, time is running out. You have until Friday, September the 23rd, to submit your form. And to tell us more, we're joined on the line by the head of the census, Duncan Young. Duncan, thanks so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Hi, Natalie. Hi, Michael.
Nice to chat to you. Now, we know this year's census didn't get off to a smooth start, but at this stage, how many people have submitted their forms, whether they be online or paper?
Yes, I want to really thank everyone in Australia for all their efforts filling out the census. And at this stage, I reckon nearly all of your listeners have completed the census. So we're well up over 90% now. And so, we're just chasing up the last few.
Well, in terms of 90%, you say almost 90% have been completed.
Over 90% now.
Well, how many millions is that?
Yeah, we've had 8.91, over 8.1 billion households have completed, and yep. There's less than 9 million occupied houses in Australia. So well over the 90% mark now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're getting there then. And we did talk about those problems at the start. I'm sure you'd just be assuring everyone that it's still safe to do it on the online system. That's been the consistent message, hasn't it, Ben?
Oh, absolutely. So since the system came back up, which is sort of close to 6 weeks ago now the system hasn't missed a beat. It's been doing a great job for everyone who's wanted to fill it out. And about 60% of our responses have come through online, which is a little bit less than what we originally hoped for. We were hoping for 65%, but that's fine. We had more than enough paper forms, so we're getting all of the responses in, which is the most important thing.
Do you think that's because of fears about personal data and security, or perhaps like Michael's experience, that it wouldn't work on his device?
I think the main reason is purely what happened on census night, and people who were going to do it online that night, if they had a paper form, some of those would have just filled out the paper form to get it done there and then. And so we probably lost a few percent and from online to paper at that stage. But the important thing always is for us with a census is making sure that we get that high level of response rate, and that's what we're seeing.
Can you give us an update on where we are in terms of the investigation into that cyber attack you're speaking of?
Yeah, it's been pretty clear from the outset of what happened in terms of it being a denial of service attack and a denial of service attack from overseas. So that's what I meant that we had sort of the interruption of service that night. There's a broader review going on about whether or not more could have been done to stop it and how we can make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen to government websites in the future. But that ad process is still ongoing at this stage.
Now, Duncan, I know that people have until this Friday to complete their census form if they haven't already done so. It is compulsory to fill out the census, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Ever since we ran our first censuses all the way back in 1911, it's always been something in Australia which has been compulsory to make sure that we've got the information to support good decision-making by government.
Okay, now we just do need some clarification on this. If you do not fill out your census form by this Friday, will people start incurring fines from Friday onwards?
So the formal processes start from here. So people are starting to receive their final notices, which are final notices asking them to complete and providing them with another copy of all the materials they receive. If they don't complete by Friday, then all of the following steps from there are formal. No one will receive a fine sort of straight out of the blue.
Yep.
We'll engage with those households to make sure that there's not a good reason why they haven't completed, like if they were overseas at the time or whatever. But we will step through the processes from there, Ed, because I think that it's important that we get this information. And when we consider that nearly all of your listeners have done that fair thing to help the community out, I think we owe it to them to make sure that everyone else completes the census as well.
Okay, so we do need to get this clarified. Essentially, you're sending out final notices now to tell people to complete their census by this Friday. If they haven't done so, then you'll talk to those households and people that haven't completed the census, asking them why, so making sure that there's a legitimate reason. And I'm assuming if they can't give you a legitimate reason, well, then down the track, then there could be a potential fine that they would face.
Yeah, absolutely. Formal processes can be followed, but that's always our last resort.
And that's $180 a day?
That's what the fines are up
to. Wow.
Ultimately, that's something for the Department of Public Prosecutions to decide and our court to decide. However, that's what the legislation...
How many people were fined last time round? Is it a common thing to fine people $180 a day?
No, absolutely not, which is one of the great things in Australia is that people do just get the census done. And so the last time we fined less than 100 people across all of the country, and we're hoping to not have to do any more than that this time around.
Okay, Duncan, thank you so much for your time tonight. That's Duncan Young, head of the census. So there you go. If you haven't already done so, you need to complete your census form on Friday or before Friday, just to avoid all the mail, really. That's
yeah, essentially. And as he said, what they're going to do is that they're going to make sure that people do fill out their form and that they'll give them enough time to, if you haven't done so, there'll be enough time to give a legitimate excuse.
If you're still to fill out your census forms, give us a call on 131873 and let us know why.